The movie Junction is a dramatic thriller about four methamphetamine addicts. They break into a home to steal a TV in exchange for drugs. But once inside, they discover the family they're robbing is hiding a terrible secret.
This is gonna end badly.
Go on, please!
From the beginning, nothing is what it's supposed to be. Filmmaker Tony Glazer says that's what he intended. He was born and raised in Fort Lauderdale and says the gorgeous beaches and pastel colors made him want to explore what lies beneath such a beautiful exterior.
This seems like such a fun beach town, and it is, but like all towns, they have a sort of darker corner. And so this became the sort of inspiration in finding this idyllic community, privatized community called Vertera Hill.
The fictional town of Vertera Hill becomes a setting for a violent hostage takeover. In the film, every character has demons, and those demons, emotional and physical, get in the way of them facing their truth. Glazer got the idea to make a film about meth addicts in 2005. He learned that the drug alters brain function so much, recovery is extremely difficult. A 2000 analysis by the National Institute on Drug Abuse noted that compared to cocaine, meth use was more damaging because it produced a longer high. Last year, the U.S. Department of Justice named methamphetamine as one of the greatest drug threats in the U.S.
This was really about my sort of real surprise about how devastating this drug actually was.
This was before the TV show Breaking Bad.
But meth was such a ravaging drug. I really thought at the time this would be something to portray.
The theme of misplaced loyalties and trust is a current that runs throughout the film. The actors Michael O'Keefe and David Zayas play law enforcement officials. They try to do good but fail because of their own hidden agendas, and like the addicts, they don't learn from their past mistakes.
Sometimes you make choices that have very real consequences, and if you don't address those choices in a timely fashion, those consequences will define you and steer the course of your life. And that was sort of what I was trying to get at with everyone in the film, including the law enforcement.
Sorry, buddy, I just talked to the man. You're out. Don't worry, it's not going to end up in anybody's jacket.
Jimmy.
Don't you Jimmy me! You blew it! I know it, and more importantly, he knows it. He's been watching.
The only thing he's been watching are his poll numbers.
You turned down a chance to have three of the four perps surrender with one of the three hostages! We could have had them out!
The characters try to survive in the wake of their poor decisions, but time is running out.
Loyalty's key, David. Without loyalty, you're a target.
No matter what you're going through, he has to die.
Give me the keys! I start hurting everyone!
Loyalty is another vice in the film, because in the end, loyalty without critical thought is really just another drug.
You want to help us, right?
I do. We wanted to just walk out the front door before, but we didn't because we thought that you would shoot us like you shot all those people downtown.
We want you to help us.
Okay, I want to help too.
The aimless characters in this dark film unravel before our eyes. Glazer says growing up in sunny Florida made him search for the dark corners that exist in every town, no matter how picturesque they may seem. I'm Patricia Sagastume in Fort Lauderdale.